My name is Maya Morris. I am 12 years old. Today is November 26, 2017, and I am speaking with Tammy Morris, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Bentonville, Arkansas. First question I'm going to ask you is, when did you first find out that you'd be a parent, and how did you feel?
So, Maya, as you know, you are my firstborn. And you were born in 2005, so the summer of 2004 is when I found out I was pregnant with you. And your dad and I were super, super excited because you were our first, but I also was super, super nervous because I do not like hospitals and I do not like needles, and I knew going into labor and everything was going to require a lot of that. So I was very nervous about being a mom.
How has being a parent changed you?
In lots and lots of ways. It completely changes your life. So when I had you, I was almost 30. And so I had my career started and I was working a lot. But your dad and I also had lots of time to travel and go do things. So when you were born, a lot changed. We had to slow down. We decided not to live in the city and move out to the suburbs so we could have a bigger yard and a place for the dog and a place for you to run. So our life kind of shifted from being in a downtown environment and doing a lot of stuff after work to slowing down and spending more time as family.
How did you choose my name?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure. I know that we got several books, and I know we wanted something unique because we hated names that everybody hated in school. So we knew we didn't want you to be an Ashley or an Emily or an Emma because every single kid is called that. And we didn't want you to be Emma R or Emma R2 because there were so many in the class. So we wanted you to have something unique, but we also wanted you to have something a little bit earthy and also something that like rolled off your tongue nicely with our last name. And so I knew for a long time, even when I was probably your age, I loved Star as a name, but we decided not to have that as your first name, but we used that as your middle name. But I really liked Maya Morris together. I just thought it sounded really good, Maya Morris. So then we used the Star, so you became Maya Star Morris. And if you would have been a boy, you were going to be Mason, because we knew we wanted an M name for the firstborn, but you ended up being Maya, and your name's really fitting, right? Mm-hmm. Do you like your name?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was I like as a baby, as a young child?
As a baby, you unfortunately were sick quite a bit. So when you were born, you were 3 weeks early, and we had some health complications when you were born, and you stayed in the hospital for well over a week after you were born because we had to get you healthy. But when you were a baby, you had ear infections with every single tooth that you got, and so that you were in and out of the doctor quite a bit. But when you actually had just turned one, few weeks after your first birthday, you scared us and had a major, major seizure that lasted for over an hour. And you got to go in the ambulance, and you got to go to two hospitals, and then you ended up at the children's hospital via helicopter because they couldn't get your seizure to stop. And so you were in the hospital in the intensive care unit for like 9 days from having a seizure. And so that was really, really scary. So after that, when you were a baby, we were very, very cautious because you would get crazy fevers. Not high fevers, but you would just get them and they didn't want to go away. So you spent quite a bit of your childhood sick, unfortunately. And then when you were three, we discovered that you somehow were forming a third ear canal. Crazy, right? So you had a little bump behind your ear that everybody thought was just a cyst. Well, you were forming a third ear canal. And so you had to have surgery, major surgery at the children's hospital when you were three to get that removed and repaired. But then probably about once you turned about four, things turned around for you and you started getting healthier and happier, and everything was going really well. But as a child, you loved animals, and you still do, right? You loved our dog, Dasha, that we had. And then we took you to all kinds of different, like, zoos and aquariums and stuff, because mommy loves animals, too. But your favorite, before you were even two, was definitely horses. And so you wanted to ride every single pony ride we could ever find. So, let's see, when did you get your first horse?
When I was 7 or 8.
Were you 7?
8 or 9.
I think you were 7 when you got Sherman. Mm-hmm. Maybe 8. So that's why, right, you know, as young as you could, we started you off in riding lessons because you had that love for animals. But as a child, you liked to read. You definitely liked to do arts and crafts. So sometimes Daddy would get out his paints and just let you, like, be in a diaper and paint. You liked that. And then we did some little bit of traveling, not anything too crazy because you were sick until about 4. But after that, we tried to take you on some different trips so you could explore some different stuff. But you definitely have been an animal lover since day one. You've also been a very, like, kind, caring person since you were a little bitty child, sharing with your friends and making really good connections when you were at daycare and then later on when she started kindergarten and beyond.
Cool beans. What are your dreams for me?
My dreams for you. Well, let's see. I definitely do not want you to work because you have to make money. I want you to work because it's something that you're passionate about and definitely love. I hope that you find an amazing, amazing partner someday that you marry. So somebody that is very supportive of you and loving and kind. Somebody that you can be, like, super proud of. So I hope you find somebody who's amazing to spend your life with. And then I hope you never work because you need money. You work just because you love to work. And you get to travel. I want you to travel and experience the world because there's a lot of cool places to go.
Nice. If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
I would say I wished I didn't travel as much for my work, so I would have been home more with you. I think, like, you've got to experience a couple different cities because you got to, you probably don't remember Minnesota, but you started off in Minnesota and then came to Arkansas. So you've got to experience, you know, different type of living that way. I probably would have had your sister earlier so that you would have had a closer in age sibling to hang out with. I know you guys still get along, but maybe if she was, like, 2 years older, it might be a better relationship, mm-hmm. especially for later on.
Yeah.
I might have changed that, and then I definitely would not have worked as much and maybe would have only had you in daycare part-time,
mm-hmm.
so I could have spent more time with you because I definitely feel like I missed out time.
How did you meet your – how did you meet Dad?
How did I meet Daddy? Actually, so your daddy and I met in high school, which is crazy because you never think that you're going to meet the person you're going to actually marry mm-hmm. in high school in these days. A lot of times you get married so much later. But the last semester of my junior year and the last semester of Daddy's senior year, we both ended up in a yearbook class together. So we were in there together working on the yearbook for the high school, and we got to know each other. And Daddy was dating somebody else, and Mommy was dating somebody else, but we both were, like, breaking up with those people. And we never, like, dated in high school. But at the end of the school year, I mean, we always had fun together, and we laughed, and we had a good time. Daddy asked for my phone number right before school got out, and he called me a couple weeks after school got out. And then we started, like, going to movies and going to Great America, which is, like, Silver Dollar City, where all the rides are, and going into Chicago and seeing different concerts and doing different stuff together. And so then we started dating more that whole summer, and then we dated all through college. Even though Daddy and Mommy were in different states, Daddy was in Illinois for college and Mommy was in Indiana, And then we got married after I graduated. So Daddy graduated before me and started working, and then I graduated, and then we got married, and then a year later we moved to Minnesota. But we have known each other since 1992, which is a really, really long time. And then this year was our, 20th mm-hmm. wedding anniversary, yeah. right? So, long time.
Cool. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally?
Personally, I have a super happy marriage, right? Mm-hmm. I have two super amazing girls. So I would say personally, I love that. I love that we're building a really fabulous house together. Like, we love our house that we've built together, and I think we have a lot of fun personally. And then professionally, I've done very well, I think, in my career and what I've been able to accomplish over all these years, kind of moving up the chain. And as you know, Mommy made a big job change this year, and some for the better and some for the worse, but we'll see what comes next. I think professionally, if I could be my own boss and run my own company, I think that would be a really good role model for you and Willow to see Mommy do that versus working for somebody. So hopefully that'll be my next step professionally so that I can have more time personally. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. What are your favorite, what is your favorite family holiday?
Oh, and why? I don't know. What's your favorite holiday, Maya?
Christmas, probably.
How come?
I don't know.
How come? You don't know?
No.
I would say, actually, my favorite holidays are February 4th and June 22nd, which are both of your birthdays, because what is Mommy's favorite thing to do?
Have parties.
So I love to plan parties. And so to me, it's okay. Those are major holidays. And so I love to be able to celebrate you girls and spend a lot of time with you girls and do really creative, interesting things so that you and your friends have really great memories. Mm-hmm. I did not have a lot of birthday parties, or if I did, I don't really remember them. They're not as memorable as I'd like them to be. And I want you guys, and I know that if I was to sit here and we had a ton of time, I could ask you every single theme and what we did at every one of your parties, and I bet you would remember. So I always want your parties to be super memorable. So I love your birthdays. Those are my favorite holidays. I also like New Year's. I like New Year's because it's a relaxing time, and it's a time to start over and have new goals and new thoughts for the year. I like that. I think Thanksgiving's nice because Daddy cooks good meals. I like fireworks. I don't know. I like all holidays, especially when I get time off of work. Yeah. That's probably the best part of it, right?
Nice. Thank you for letting me interview you.
No more questions, Maya? That's
nope.
it?
Nope.
No more? Okay. Good questions. Anything you want to say?
No.
No? Okay, well, thank you for interviewing me.
Yep, you too.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm sure you're finished recording. Mm-hmm. Do you think 13 minutes was long enough?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Positive?
Yeah.
Okay. What did your teacher tell you it needed to be?
She never set a time limit.
Okay.
She said she's only going to watch 10 minutes of it at the most.